Welcome back to This Working Droid. This is episode number 71, Gig Walk. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a fun and, I don't want to say social, but a way of going around town to find new places and taking pictures of what you see and getting paid to take those pictures. So what Gig Walk does is you'll create a free account, and once you install the iOS or Android apps, which are also free, you'll go around, you'll find jobs basically that are in your area, and they'll ask you to take pictures of different places or restaurants or food items or menus or products or different things like that. Each job is a little bit different. Once you complete the tasks that are made or that are set out in that job, you'll get payment for it. It ties to your PayPal account, so basically you don't have to give any personal bank account information or anything like that, and it transfers into PayPal once the job is complete. Basically, signing up for a job is as easy as saying, okay, well, I'm going to finish this job in 24 hours or 48 hours or within the next week, for example, and you'll get approved for the job if that person who set out the job says that's an acceptable time frame. And then you'll also determine based on the map, it'll automatically tell you how far the job is from you if you want, when you want to set it up, but you also get that idea of deciding if you want to take that job or not. So if you're going to be in that area in the next couple of days, you can decide that way. Or if it's that close where you don't have to go too far out of your way, then you can do it that way as well. But basically the service is basically set on the idea that if you're going to be out and around about around town, then why not go to these places, take some pictures for these various sites, and get paid to do it. So that's really all there is for that. And as I mentioned, it's a free service. I'm not sure exactly how Gig Walk acts as a middleman in the whole setup. They probably get a slight cut, or the people who are putting out the jobs somehow work with them to do it. But essentially, as you do jobs, you'll start off with relatively low-paying jobs. So, you know, $2, $5, things like that. But as you build up your reputation by completing different jobs, you'll get more higher paying jobs, so $11, $20, that sort of thing. But you need to be sure that in order to get paid, you finish all of the tasks. If the person who's setting or who submitted the job doesn't like something or they need you to take additional pictures, they'll let you know before confirming the final payment for it. And if you ever have any problems or questions or anything like that, you can always contact Gig Walk or the person who put out the job. And they'll let you know what they need. It's always important to make sure you finish the job within the time frame allotted so you don't run into any issues. I did a couple of jobs myself as well, and I found that taking a few extra pictures always helps outside of what they ask, because you never know if you may need it or they might ask for additional backup and additional pictures just to make sure that they have everything they need. It's usually not one of those things that's done or that's required, but they may just say that we're going to accept it, but we just want to make sure it's the right place, you know, for verification kind of things. And then some of the tasks may be just answering different questions, like how easy or hard was it to find what they're asking for, is it in a visible place, how far into the store is it, that kind of thing. So it's always important to answer all the questions and finish all the tasks so they have all the information they need. So you can check them out at gigwalk.com, that's GIGWALK.com, or you can just search for them on the iOS or Android app stores and download and install the app, check it out. It is worth doing, though. They may not have jobs in every area that you may be in, so it's always an important thing to check out how far away jobs are. So, for example, for my work, the closest jobs are about 10 or 11 miles away, so nothing that I could really do during my lunch hour or anything like that. But closer to my home, they're usually a few miles away, so like 1 to 5 miles. So those are relatively close, so those are more doable than from my workplace. So it's always important to weigh the benefits versus the cost of doing that. Is that job going to pay off by driving that far? But overall, it's a good service. The developers and the service of behind Gig Walk are very responsive. They're very helpful. Along with the jobs that I've done so far, those people have been very helpful as well. So it's a very interactive and friendly and fun way of finding new locations around your town and taking pictures and getting paid to do it. But that's really all I wanted to cover for that. So While you're using GigWalk, let's say you're worried about the security and safety of taking this picture and sending it through GigWalk or any other app on your smartphone, then be sure to visit our friends at ProXPN. Their service allows you to safely and securely browse the web, whether you're on a home desktop PC, on your smartphone or tablet or anything like that. So be sure to check them out. They always help, and they also help keep your personal data safe as well. So whether you're saving documents on Box or taking pictures for personal or professional uses, they'll help you keep your personal data safe as well. And when you use the promo code GEEK20, that's G-E-E-K and the number 20, you'll get an additional 20% off of their already low rates. So you can save a little money while staying as safe as possible while surfing the web. That's proxpn.com and the promo code GEEK20. We thank them for their support. We hope you show them your support as well. But that is all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. Or you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest posts and interact with me there as well. And if you want to fill out our online contact form and check out more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.